What happened was we had a group of, say, 10 people in on a Korban Pesach. Now, one of them went and invited some of his friends to join in with him without the permission of the other people. Happens, Shabbos, right? Guest brings other guests along. It happened on the Pesach. Now, over here, it has to all done before. This is, you know, Korban Pesach, you have to be under the Rishima. So one person did it. He was a Marimo Acher Bechelko. So what did the other people do? They didn't like it. So they said, Rishoyim B'nei Chabor Le'Telo Et Shelo. So what they do is they split it up in 10 portions, give this guy who invited other people his portion. And he could eat from his, and the people could eat with him that he invited, and they all eat on their own. Rashi. He now went and invited other people. Al chelko below dat chabor. Without the other people.
The Rashi itself starts off with different wording.
It's true. There's a difference when the Gemara brings down this Mishnah, again, it brings it down like Rashi. Good. Imo kol chelko below das chabor. So we're showing lomelo. They have permission to say to them, tul chelkecha v'tzei, take your portion and out of here. The ochol atar v'chol atecha. You could eat with your chabor et chelkecha. The eight delay lahai tana. We're holding over here. Pesek nachal v'beit chabor. We're holding that you can break it up into two chabors. So this happens. People do it. Now, I'm going through this Gemara, and it's really halacha lemaisa. You know, these things go on. We're going to have a Gemara over here of other people being invited or people taking more than their fair share. And what should one do? I think this is like really lemaisa. I was asking my kids last night, what would you do in different situations? I got very interesting answers. But when we finish it, we'll discuss what the situation is. Okay. So again, that's the case of the Mishnah. One went without the permission of the others and joined, asked people to join in. What should the others do? He wasn't part of the original counting. They didn't know about this. It wasn't done with their permission, but they counted underneath the Pesach. So they get from the guy who invited them his portion. As long as there's a kezayit for everyone, it's fine. Eboilo. Now, Yosef, this could probably be a perm spiel. A script for a perm spiel over here, if you want to be. You have the group of people. One of them had nice hands. Now Rashi says it doesn't mean that he had nice hands. Rashi says it's a lishne ma'alia. What does it mean? It's a nice way of saying he's just eating everything. Right? You're sitting with a group and one person is just munching out as fast as he can, and you're like looking at the guy, you're like, you know, what do you do? What? Exactly, right? You want a piece of it. Just piling up the plate over there. Eboilu, b'nei chabor, sh'ar yadav shalachad mem yafot. One of them is just eating everything. Mal. What should you do? Mal sh'yamalo tel chalkecha v'tzei. What is it? Can you tell the guy, listen, take your portion and out of here. Right? Are you allowed to do that to the guy or not? What's this? What's the different sides to the shiloh? Me, Amrin, and Matzi, Omer, Lohu, HaKavilton. You could say to them, listen, you guys accepted me. I'm part of the Kabor, Rashi, Kavaltun. Kavaltuni, Alechem, Lechal, Bechol, Kochi, B'dami, Ma'alu. I paid my money. You accepted me to eat with everything I can eat with. So, this is how I eat. Can he say that I'm just as much as you guys? And first one wins, I guess. I don't know. Or Dilma, Matzu, Laim, Olei. They could say to him, he... They could say to him, why did we accept you? For the purpose of the Zvicha. We know that we have to finish the Korban Pesach. Vashi. We don't want any notice, so we add. We assume that you leave like any other B'nai Adam. But to eat more than that, we didn't accept you. So that's the question over here. Can you throw this guy out, say, that's it, my speak, take your portion, and get out of here? Tashma, let's start with our Mishnah. Hamam ne acherim imo al chelko. He invited other people. without the permission. Rishonim b'nei chabor l'tein lo et shalom. They could give him his portion, split up, here's your tent. Who achal et shalom, v'ein achalim et shalom. Oh, so this seems like it's a riot, that you can split up. My taima, what's the reason? Lav mishum dahavi lekiyadayim shel echad. What's the reason why they could split up? Because it's a case like yadayim, like the guy that's eating too much. Isn't it not like that case? You guys, you invited all your friends, they're going to be eating everything. We're not interested in it. Take your portion, and you can eat all you want over there with your friends. Is it not mishum dahavi lekiyadayim shel echad mehem yafot? Isn't it not the same case? One of them is eating too quickly. You invite your friends, they're going to finish it off too quickly. So, if it, the case of our Mishnah is a case like Yadayim Shel Yafot, and we see our Mishnah clearly says you can split up, so he cited Daita Fiyadot Yafot Matsya Melehu Kaviltun. If the guy could say, listen, you accepted me, wait a second, our Mishnah says we accepted him, but yet we could push him off and say, get out of here and eat your own portion. Nahavi Hai Ki Yadav Yafot. Really, our Mishnah is a case of Yadav Yafot. And Nahavi Hai Ki Yadav Yafot. So if you want to say that the guy, there's two sides, he can say, listen, you accepted me as I am, let me eat everything. Or no, they say, we're not interested in having you. So if our Mishnah is a case like Yadav Yafot, and therefore Nahavi Hai Ki Yadav Yafot. Our Mishnah is a case of Yadav Yafot, and we say you could say. So therefore we have a riot over here. You're eating, you're seeing someone eating too much. Therefore you say, that's it. Take your portion and go. Amri, they said, no. It's different. The case of our Mishnah and the Iboy Lahu is different. In our Mishnah we could say you could go because of Deot Shani. There's different personalities that are coming, and maybe some of these guys you don't like. There's a different time over here. The reason why in the Mishnah you can say, take your portion and go, Deos Shani. The Inami normally means alternatively, but over here it's explaining this before. The Inami, Tovayu Kechad Mevnei Chabor, if they only eat, if his friends are only willing to eat from his, Mevnei Chabor, who diakli Matsi Omele, Telo Nicha. Sorry. It could be a case that they're eating just as much in that portion as everyone. They're not eating anything extra. It's not a case of they could say to him, we don't like these other people by us. So the case of our Mishnah cannot be a riot, because even if they're not eating too much, they're saying, listen, we're coming here, we're not going to eat, we're just going to eat a kazayit from our friends. They could still protest and say, split up. Not because too much is going to be eaten, but rather because you don't like the guys. Rashi. Lav mishum da'avi leishu imo oklim. Is it not a case of that the guy's eating too much? No, it's a case of deot sha'ani. Ein b'nei chabor mevutzim liot kol elu hadas b'chabor. The rest of the chabor doesn't want all these people there. Shema ya'akfu aleihem. It might prevent the meal from going asuda. It might be like different people. People eat some, whatever. It could, v'lof mishum echilat yeter. So it's not because they're eating too much. Ela filu lo achle kulu. Even if they're not all eating. Ela kichad gafa. They're all eating, all these 10 people eating like one person. Matsumi akbilim. You could prevent it. Tashma. This case we had already. Hashamish. The guy who's serving, the guy who was appointed as the caretaker of the meal, the waiter. So Hashamish Shiachal Kizayin Pasuk Bitzad Tanor. As it's being cooked up, he goes to the side of the Tanor and he eats his piece. Now this is going according to the Man Belamar that you cannot split up into two makomot. Once you're in one makom, you can't go to another makom. So Im Hay Pakeach, if he was smart, Memale Krisu Memeno, he should eat everything he can right now. In Watsu. And if they want the B'nai Chabor L'Sot Tovimo, if they want to help him out with the situation, if he's stuck now, Boy the Yoshin B'tzido, they could go and sit next to him. V'yokli. That's the Rebbe Yehuda. They could go and sit with him, and now he can eat with his Chabor. What do you see from here? Vatsu, in. If they want to, yes. Lo Vatsu, but if the B'nai Chabor said, forget you, we're going to continue eating in our place, and you're stuck, Lo Vatsu Lo. If they don't want to, no. Why? The Amon let Amai. Why is it? Namah, let him say that the Shamish say lahavitakevlitum. You accepted me. Since you accepted me to eat with me, you can't separate with me. You're stuck with me, and this is how I'm eating. Join me, and now it'd be a case like the guy who's eating too quickly. You accepted me, therefore you have to accept me as I am. And we answer Shani Hatam. No, you can't bring any via. That case is completely different. The Amalei, when they could say back to the Shamish, the waiter, Kikablina, when we accepted you, Adaita Dinitrach Kaman. We accepted you that you should be Torah, that you should work for us, that you're here to help us out. You're the waiter over here. Lemitrach Lan Ladidach. For us to now be matriach for you, look up, Lina. We didn't accept you. We only accepted you to serve us, not the other way for us to serve you. Vashi, memale kritzom imene, because I mean in the kate tzolin she'ena ochel ochel b'shtei makomet. Since we can't eat in two places, lo vatzulof. If they don't want to go, no. Ama mishum tircha hadri ve'ach, and ami mishum seda. Since we see for tircha. Hadre Bey, Achinai Mishum Seda Hadre Bey. We don't have to do it. The Charminach Lididach, Lo Kablinach, Aval Yadov Yafot, but because the Sugi of Yadov Yafot, Midalo Bothu Achav, that they didn't check after him, Shmaminah, Mekol Machlo, keep one in him. You could see that from Shmaminah, Mekol Machlo, maybe it could be, this case is because they didn't want to be much rich for him. But a Yadov Yafot, that they didn't check after him to start with, they didn't ask him to serve him. They accepted him for all the Michael. He can eat whatever he wants. Next case. We're going to get to an answer now. Tashmana. Tashma. B'nei chabor shahayu yadav shalachad mehem yafot. Actually discussed. Someone is eating too fast, too quick in the B'nei chabor. It says clearly, Vasha lama tochel kechav etzei. They could say, take your portion and get out of here. To low old, and not only that, elafilu chamisha. You have chamisha people together. V'yasu sibolet, and they're making a little fruit suda. They all chipped in for pizza, and everybody gave their 5 shekels, and they bought a few pies. V'shoyim lo melo. If you see someone eating too much, you could say, "Wait 1 second. Tol kalkecha, take your proper portion." To say, "Shmamina." We see from here that's the din. My, why do we have to bring down the second case? My velo od. What's the case of velo od? The second case of having just like a little pizza party. It's a lomi boy kamat. Lomi boy, we didn't need to talk about a Pesach where there is a taina, the masi amulei that they could say to him, kikab limak l'tikuni zavicha. The reason why we accept you was to help out the carbon Pesach, not for you to just eat everything. Elafila sibolet, even a little party. Nami Litsafta Viamaho, where it's just a gathering of people where we're enjoying people for their company, and then maybe it's a mechila going on, they can eat what they want. But Shoyin Lomalo, you could say, Tulchel Kecha Vitzek. Take your portion and go. Rashi, Sibolet, Tevubis Su'uda Shokol Yamotashana, any mixture of a Suda. My Velo Od, my Yahai Mehem, why do we have the second case? First case is the Kuni Zavicha, Kamita Rishachat, like normal people. Litzavta, the second case is the case of Litzavta. You gather together because of the company, and therefore it's Bechol Machlo with everything. Kamash Milan? No. So that's the din over here. The din is, people are eating together, we all chipped in money, and now one person is eating too much. So the question is obviously like this. What is our Gemara talking about that we have permission to split? Is it when it's too late, or before it's too late? Meaning, do we say, let's say, two people are together at a pizza pie, 8 pieces. Is it the guy ate 3 pieces before you ate one, and therefore you say, oh, that's it, split up. Take your fourth, this part is your pie, this part is my pie. Or is it even in a case the guy ate 6 pieces already? And you say, I can't be with you anymore. You're going to eat everything. I mean, the question, to put it clearly, is What happens if someone, you went to the bathroom and you come back and the guy just ate almost everything? Can you charge him? Is our Gemara only talking about before it was he ate his papa half? And he said, listen, split up. There's eight pieces. You ate three. One is yours. The other four is mine. Or is it even in a case where he already ate more than his half and you're splitting up? And what? Can you charge him or not? According to the way, if it's just in all cases, once you see it, you can say, if he ate it, he ate it. Or not. It's talking about a case in our Gemara where before he had his fourth share. And of course, if he ate more than his fair share, you could charge him. What do you guys think?
Rashi just says, Lashon, it says, Lishma, I admire that Buhar, but it doesn't say that he ate more than his share. Gemara doesn't say, the Gemara's not talking about where he ate.
He's eating to eat a lot. Why does he have to put in the word?
They see that he eats very quickly.
Why do you have to have the word Arbe? Just write, Mimaya Le'achal. He's quick to eat. He's eating quicker than everybody else. What is harbe? Could be the other way.
That he eats a lot.
Just say he's eating quickly. He's eating quickly, faster than everybody else. We see that he's eating more than everybody else.
Rashi should have just said he ate more than his share.
I think we're both playing Rashi. So, this is I just love our Torah. This, everything is Paskin. Right? This is Paskin. It's a clear out case. The Gemara brings this down. It's brought down in the Piskei Tshuva, this exact shaila. What should you do if someone ate more than their proper half? We were discussing yesterday, Donnie and I, you're chipping, you know, two people that have four shekels, they buy a Coke, right? And someone's gulping down. It's like mamish mice in the kol yom, and yet the Shulchan Aruch brings us down. You know, eating you're chipping for the French fries, and someone's just eating really fast. What do you do in these cases? Faster. No, we're going to have a Gemara in a minute. I really maybe jumped the gun on the halacha. This is going to be a funny Gemara going on. So, interesting. I was a little taken by surprise. I brought this question up in the Beis Medrash, and what his name is? The one who draws all the beautiful pictures from the computer? Quants. He mamash hit right on the spot what the Shulchan Aruch is saying. So, it's the Yitshuvas Knesset Yisrael. He brings this down. And he brings down, if one is eating, he ate more than his fair share, he says this is straight out Hilchos Choshen Mishpat of Shutvim, of partnerships. When you have a partnership means that he has the right to take, but you have the right to say, wait a second, you're going over the limits, we're splitting up right now. But what was, was. That's Psak Shulchan Aruch. So if you go in, you each put in your 20 shekels, or pizza or whatever it is, and someone ate too much of it, you have the rights right now to say, listen, we're splitting up, I'm breaking the partnership, I'm taking what's mine away from me. But what was until then, it was a case of partnerships, and partnerships have a right in everything. Okay, the guy abused his ability in the partnership, but that's the rules of partnerships over here. Once you do it, you can split up. But you cannot charge him l'mafreya on it. And therefore, the pshat in the Gemara is that you split up, like when you want to learn Vashi, so you split up before he ate it. But certainly, if he's eating too much, the Gemara is talking about, that you can't charge him. Okay. Iker di Amri, there are those that say, ha, this case, loma boilam. There's never really a question if someone is eating too fast that you have the right to say, wait 1 second, take your portion and get out of here. That wasn't the question. It's poshut that you could tell someone that. Elahaki hu di boilam. This is what the question was in Gemara. B'nei chamor v'shoyim l'chalek, or enu v'shoyim l'chalek. Are they allowed to split up, or they're not allowed to split up? Rashi says v'shoyim l'chalek. Are they allowed to litchachila split up? Or ain't the shoyim lechalech? Ela ochlin ke'echad. They all have to eat together. V'nonim amana lefneim kishar suda. Or they can't. Meaning the Miri explains the question a little bit more. I think he's talking in Rashi. He says, for sure, if everybody's masking, you could split up. The question is, the question is not if someone's eating too fast. If litchachila, we could split up the chabor bal korcha, right? We get all together, and it happened to be that earlier two people got in a fight, they can't sit with each other. And someone says, I don't want to eat with this person. The other guy says, too bad, I'm eating here. Right? They're part of the chabur. Can you bal korcha force people to split up or not on Pesach? That's the case over here. We're all together, and I'm sure all of us can think in our mind that we can hear cases like this happening. And they want to split up, and not everybody wants to split up. They want to be part of the group. Or one guy is just acting disgusting, and we say, leave, and he doesn't want to leave. Can one, Iboilan, Chabor Rishon L'chalik, or Enu Rishon L'chalik, and Tamiri says, Baal Korcha, so throw someone out. For sure, if he's eating way too fast, according to this Mandamar, you're allowed to, and that's also the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch. But what happens if he's just bothering people, and you don't want him there? Tashma, b'nei chabor shahayu yado shalachad mehem yafot. We have the case, the guy's eating too quickly. V'shoim lo melo, tul kaltecha v'tzeh. Yadov yafot in. We see that the Gemara paskins only in the specific case that he's eating too fast. And it's going to cause a loss to everybody. Ein yadov yafot, no. But not, if he's any other reason, no. Shmamina. We see that's the Pesach. Only when there's a real valid reason of monetary hefset over here. But just because two people are not getting along at the table, or one person's acting not in a befitting way at a Pesach Seder, you can't throw them out. Which I assume now that means that our Pesach Seder, if someone's one of the kids, they're now quickly to be to throw them out. Unless they're eating too fast. I don't know. Vav Papa. Good morning to Shawlis. Vav Papa Rav Huna Vareya de Rav Yeshua. Aviva Rifta. They got together and they had a joint suitor together. But how did they? They're eating together. And the Achel Rev Huna Vareid Rev Yeshua Chada, as he ate one portion, Achel Rev Papa Arba. The Papa already ate four. He's getting nervous over here. Omelay, publicly, sees what's going on. He says, I can't eat with you like this. I'm not going to get anything. Split with me. Now, of course, we're dealing with great, great people. If Papa for sure was not a glutton over here, it could be another place we bring down about Rav Huna that he was a istinus. He ate very, very slow. But Papa was eating like a normal person. Rav Huna was eating slow. Or they actually bring down over here. But Papa wanted to know what the halacha was from Rav Huna. So what he did is he started eating fast to see what the halakha is. Is Rav Huna going to pass and then you can split up or not? Many ways to understand this Gemara. So it's hard to understand this Pasha Pshat that Papa was just eating as the Gemara is going to develop. So what happened? Adiachu Rav Huna Bereidu Rav Yeshua Chad, Adiachu Rav Papa Arba. Omelei Polagli. He said, split up with me. Omelei Kabalitun. No! You accepted me as to eat together. So, Eishe Kolhani. Kani Tiyupta. So Rav Huna brought down all these cases that the Gemara brought, saying that this is why we can split up. The Shani Kedeshinan. And Rav Papa answered them. And he said, B'nei Chabor, he brought the case of the B'nei Chabor with the Korban Pesach. So Rav Huna first says, you see, the B'nei Chabor can throw someone out. Is it not because of someone eating too fast? And he answered them back, no, over there. It's just their meal together, right? Going back and forth in the Gemara. He said, over there, it's because we accepted you to help out the Zvicha, not to eat everything up. It's a different case over there. Eitzvei, he brought down the case now of Tzibolet, of the case of a little Suda. He brought down the case of Tzibolet, Poligrei. That case is no question about it, but Papa couldn't deny it, Poligrei. Or as we're learning on the other portion, here's the right for it. You're absolutely right. I'm glad you told me the halakha. Polygway. And he split. Okay, according to Mashmal years before he ate his hair. So, Azel, so Rav Huna said, I'm not eating with Rav Papa anymore. Azel, Arif, Bahadi, Ravina. He went and now he's eating with Ravina. Ada Acha Rav Huna, Vareya, Rav Yeshua, Chada. Well, he ate one. Acha Ravina, Tinya. He ate eight portions. Double. Oh man, Kama Papi below Kanda Ravina. So Rav Huna just did that. I should have 100 Rav Papis and not one Ravina. Ravina's really going to eat me under the table. Okay, the Mephoshim explained what went on over here is Rav Huna didn't get what Rav Papi was doing. Rav Papi was trying to get, the halakha from over here. He didn't get it, so Rav Ravina really wanted to try and show him, and it seems that Rav Huna did not get it. Okay, Rashi. Kol Hani Tiyufta. Hamaman Acher, the Yeshamish, all of them he brought down. The Yeshvei Bnei Chabor, and he answered the case of the Bnei Chabor. Mereishi Diketani Tulchal Kecha, Oshoni Lebaahi Mishum Diketuni Zvicha. In the first case, it's because the Tuni Zvicha could be able to meet his Ish Echad. Aval, Ant, and here's really the svor when you're having a little pizza party, why one can do it. Because the Papi said, Aval Ant, you tzavti kabil tilach. You asked me to join me for my company, right? It's my company. It's not just to eat half and half. You're enjoying my company together. And it's very good for you to be with me, Kiblani. You accepted me to be good company. Alech bekosudasi. You accepted me as I am in all my feeding over here. Period. Starting to sugar. I just had a question on it. I also asked my kids, so I don't know what full shot. What happens now? What is the case over here? A guy was eating too much too fast. So therefore we could say to him, get out of here. He says, you accept me for this reason. We said, no, we accepted you to help us eat the Korban Pesach, so there won't be any left over. Not for you to eat everything. What happens if year one, the guy was there, he's eating too fast, and you throw him out? You have the proper sefora. And the next year you invite him back. Okay? You invite him back. Are you inviting him back because you accepted him that his yadav, you don't have your tanner anymore? Right, what was your time of the first year? We invited you because to help us out with the report, not cheat us under the table. And that was a good thing for the tikkun of the zvicha. But if you know this guy is like this, that he's a glutton and he's going to eat you under the table, and you invited him back, is that clearly saying we invited you back and we accept you as you are, and you lose your raya or not? What?
Could be the worst.
Oh, you know people don't change like that.
Yeah, they have a small...
Okay, I can hear that we probably accepted it. I didn't see anyone talk about it, but if you, I guess you'll be with the little private parties also, you know, if you know that someone just eats a lot and you went out to eat with him, and one year you went out with him and he just ate too much, and a week later you said, let's go out again. I mean, maybe it's expected over here, and you can't say polo anymore. As it is. If you're posik on that one, right? Not sure. The Shulchan Aruch just made the Vomar. First of all, the Shulchan Aruch did bring it down. The Vomar did bring it down. That it's Rishonim Lachalik, that you're allowed to split up if someone's eating too much. He doesn't bring in the Korban Pesach. It's brought down in Pashuta, you know, Bnei Adam eating is suited together. He brings down just Tam. You're allowed to say split up, so on. Even though it's swore that you know he's like that, but the Vomar just brings it down. You're allowed to split up. So Lachor, in all cases, you're allowed to split up, even if you know what he's about. But I'm not sure.
In that case, you think, look, this is what happened last time, so you know what the proper way of doing things is now, so I expect, you know, that you're not going to do the same thing.
Did you speak it out to him before?
So maybe that's what you have to do.
That's why they say you slip a person in the seal to shrine in there. Hopefully they'll learn a little. Okay, next case, this case will start. We're going to get right in the middle of it and we're going to have to stop because it's a long sugya. Tanur Rabbanu.
We have two things. When we have the Korban Pesach, not only do we have the Pesach, we also have a Chagiga, a Shlamim that we eat together first, and the Korban Pesach is eaten afterwards. So, what happens is, one person bought the animals, and now the other people have to give him money, pay their portion to be part of it. So it happens. One person put out the $1,000, whatever it is, or $500, and now the different people, you have, whatever, 10 people there, each one gives you $50 to join in. So, when he gives the money, Malchibiyado Chulin. When he pays the money becomes Chulin. So I laid out the money, the 2,000, the 1,500, whatever it is. Now when the people pay me, that money is not... Heck, it's not money that has what's called hatfasa of kedusha. We'll explain one a little bit. Rather, it's cool and I can do whatever I want with it. Well, I'm obviously going to ask on this. First, let's continue with the price. So we're going to ask another question. We're going to get back to this point that the mother shebiyado is cool. Someone sold. He had an ola and he had a shlamin that he designated for himself, and now he sold it to someone else. Because someone else needs a kapor. Lo aser v'lo klum. It's nothing. You cannot sell off your karbonos. Umos kol sheim yiflun undava. And the money that was paid, this guy that bought it, you keep your korban. And the guy that paid the money, that money is, I don't want to say the word confiscated, but it goes to the nedava. It stays in the treasury of the Beit HaMikdash, and they use it for nedava, for extra offerings. Now on that we're going to ask, v'chimiyakad lo asav lo klum. After we just said that the deal is bottle, it's void, you can't do anything about it, he didn't do anything. Ma'ot, the money. Amai yiflu nedava. So why did the money go to nedava? Amirav, brother, kansa. It was a kanasa. Then we were kones on the person who bought it, that he shouldn't go around and buy other people's korbanos. You have to go straight to the base of Mikdash. Oh my, what did the price mean when it says kol shehem? All of it goes down, that's extra. Afagav delo havi shavi ela arba. If the thing was only worth four, tehavi leh chamesha, and he gave five, he gave him an extra, maybe an extra tip, an extra something, had nothing to do with the real cost. Afilo behi yetera, even that extra money, nami kansu rabbanim. They also were kanes to rabbanim. Bashi. That also goes when you join together the person who brought the korban pays, like when you pay your money, you're also paying for the korban chagiga. Mal shebiado shelachak min nimnim halu. They are cooling. Because before each time of the korban, we're going to explain this on Tzadi. She alfal pisha nimna kavoy higdish maotav. He already made them holy. He was magdish them to use for a korban, so they have kedusha on them. L'cha, but since the one who organized everything was magdish the pisco, the money was mitchalo, they became now chulin on the pesach b'tam before. It's going to be explained in the Gemara. He sold his korban in order for someone else to be mekapir. Lo aseklum, he didn't do anything. Ve'ein ha'ola kriva el shem bali mishona. You can only bring it up for the original owner. Umos kol shein kol ma shekibo mina ola v'shlamim afili yoter al kedei b'neim. Even if there's extra money, yitlu umos l'nadavet tzibor, it goes to nadavet tzibor l'shofos, this area that they had shahaya ben mikdash shahaya makrivim mehem ola l'keitza mizbeach. When the kites mizbeach, when there's nothing being brought up on the mizbeach, they had these extra korbonos so that there should always be something going on the mizbeach. We're going to ask immediately now that the sale didn't go through. Why is the money going to nedava? Rather, because of the kanas. Kansu rabbanon lekona. Their kona is the one who's buying it, not the one who's selling it. The lo nulikne zimna achriti, that they shouldn't try and do this again. An ola shlami the acher of someone else's. The iu who the yasi the nashi the lo havi lele mikne kapor acherim. He loses out because he shouldn't try to buy kapor from others. Kihai gavne nami. Now why and kihai gavne nami amri inchi? Why is it only one guy is punishing not the other guy? Because it's a general saying that says lav ekbor ganav elechor ganav. It's not the mouse that stole, but the hole that enabled him to hide out, that's what's the problem over here. So the one who sold it, if there's no buyers, he won't be able to sell it. So the real culprit is the one who allows something like this to go on, which is the buyer, not the seller. If there's no buyer, you won't ever happen over here. Kaloma, hamoche lo pasha. He didn't pasha. Ella hakone. He's the one that enables it to happen. Hilchat mot nedava. Therefore, they confiscate his. Alpha God the Shavi Arba the Evi Lechem Chamesh. Falo Amai Ishtacha the Matana Biyama. It's called a gift that he's giving the Yahavle. Falo the Kansi. No, we even do that. We even call this over here. Okay, let's see this next case, and we're going to be left with the question, and we'll review the question again tomorrow. The case was, let's say I went out and I laid out the money for the Korban Chagiga. I took it. I was Magdish, the Korban Chagiga, the Korban Pesach. Now someone else, they put aside the money throughout the year, that it is now Magdish, the Magdish money. Now we have a concept in Kodshim called Hatfasa. When you have something that's Magdish, the only way it becomes Chulin You'd be mitchal on it. If you take other chulin, and this money, it's like a transferring. That's what hatfasa means. You transfer the kedusha of the money onto something that's chulin, something underneath it. This now becomes mukdash, and now this becomes chulin. The problem of a Gomorrah is the Pesach was already makdish. The money was makdish. So you makdish the money on the Pesach. How did it become chulin? The only way it could become chulin is if something was chulin, and now you matfis, you transfer the kedusha from the money onto the chulin. Now the chulin becomes kodesh. And that doesn't seem like our case over here. This is the question, and tomorrow we're going to go through the answers. Ome ula, v'yitem rev Hoshia. Efshar, yadei chavim bavlin, taima lahai milta. Is it possible that our friends, our chavarim and bavl, would know the reason for this price over here? What's the problem? Zeh hefrish telel lepischo. This was mafrishes telel lepischo. Zeh hefrish maos lepischo. And this was mafrishes maos lepischo. They're both hegdish. Hech hegdish chalala hegdish ketani maos shibi ado kolon. How is it that hegdish, the money is chal on the korban pesach, on the korbanos, the ketani, that we say maos shibi ado kolon, that the money becomes kolon. It should not. Rashi explains. Ef she yadun. Halavai show yodim time is there for yodianu. Halavai that they should notice and let us know. Hey, the mamon hegdish chalal tle hegdish acher letzait hegdish shel maos lechulin. How is it possible that it become chulin over here? Miotzian, is it possible? Miotzian maos lechulin. Is it possible that it becomes chulin? Ilo hayin notnim behema chulin. If they had a behema that wasn't yet designated for the base of Mikdash is chulin. Haithin nifasit b'kedushas mos. It could be matfis, it could be transfer the mos on it, the kedusha, the heinyos in the chulin, and then the money goes to chulin. Aval akshav, our case, ma nitfas taktehem shiyatsu lem chulin. What was matfis, the kedusha, of this money that they go now to chulin? We're not talking about money that wasn't makdish yet. What's all the whole case over here? So we're left with a question, a Gemara over here. How in the world did this money become chulin? It doesn't become chulin. The only way to become chulin if you do what's called hatfasa, you makdish the money on something that's chulin, then it could be chulin. We'll see you tomorrow.